conversation about what's happening. To share your opinions and observations, dial 357-1290 or email Dan at WKBKRadio.com. Let your neighbors know what you think.
11 minutes past the hour. Our expanded look at business news on the way for you in about 30 minutes. It's a Monday morning. We'll update you on gas prices around the area, the state, and the nation. 1 hour from right now, it is our Health Matters program. Our guest physician this morning is Dr. Don Caruso. Help you stay healthy and well. And we could talk about the administration over at the hospital and the clinic, meaning some of the things that they're offering now, some of the changes, new specialties, and the like. That's coming up from 9 to 10 o'clock this morning on Health Matters, our open mic program this morning. Speaking of keeping people healthy and well, joining us on the program right now is Howard Spiva. We're here to talk about Heads in Helmets across New Hampshire, a special program highlighting the need to keep people aware about bicycle safety. We have these miles and miles and miles of perfectly groomed bike paths and trails around the Monadnock region, in Keene in particular. More and more people, their families, going out getting exercise and riding on bikes, and yet there are some that still don't wear helmets, including by law in the state of New Hampshire, my understanding is. You're required to wear a helmet if you're 15 or under, but what about that age group just above that? Here to give us some information about Heads in Helmets is its creator, Howard Spiva, is with us on the phone line. Howard, glad that you could join us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm honored to be here. Thank you for having me on the show.
In a way, I guess we're lucky to have you today because I understand things have been a little moist down your way.
Yeah. We got hit pretty hard by floodwaters here in Savannah, Georgia.
And including your own house, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, it's kept us busy. We've been doing renovations and tearing out and trying to get rid of the water. Wow. It's a tough.
Yeah. Well, we wish you good luck, and for all of you in your state and in the other places that have been hard hit by Harvey and Irma, we wish you well. But that hasn't kept you away from something that you're very passionate about. It is a national program, including intention here in the state of New Hampshire, because we're one of these states that doesn't have more thorough laws regarding young people wearing helmets. Tell us about Heads in Helmets and why you are so passionate about this.
Well, first of all, I've been a personal injury trial lawyer for 32 years, and I've seen the worst of the worst. And one day, my sister and my wife and I were walking through the office. This was 1999. I'd been practicing at that time about 15 years, and we noticed that a lot of our client pictures on the wall were children. And my sister said, let's gather them up. So we got all the pictures, put them together, and we kind of froze there. I actually teared up. It was really a moving, profound moment for us because we realized that every one of those injuries were preventable. And so we went out the next day and bought some helmets and started giving them away. We joined up with pediatricians, and it has grown into a really successful nonprofit organization that basically we get helmets and provide helmets for children at no cost for life. And we've really learned a lot along the way, and a couple of things that I think will really interest your listeners and will probably surprise people is a couple of quick facts. Like you said, a lot of people don't wear helmets. Over 90% of the people that are killed in bike accidents are not wearing helmets. Even where they're mandated, less than 40% of the people wear helmets. Excuse me, I'm sorry. And here's the two really important facts. When helmets were mandated on bicycles, 75% of traumatic brain injuries went away, and 85% of fatalities. So if I told you that your child or you stood a 75% chance of not getting a brain injury and an 85% chance of not being killed by putting a plastic helmet on your head, I think you might go take a little bit of time and put a helmet on your head.
With us is Howard Spiva. We're talking about Heads in Helmets. So you recognized as a lawyer just how many people were getting hurt, how many people were getting injured, the long-term impact and effects of having to care for these people. Very often, Howard, right, with these brain injuries, it's a matter of keeping these people alive, but very often their quality of life isn't that great. And that costs families time, it costs some money, it costs some emotion, not to mention the rest of us. I mean, the long-term effects of just caring for these people who get hurt riding a bike and weren't wearing a helmet. And it's not just kids, obviously adults too.
No, and, you know, it's even a mild closed head injury can really affect someone's life. It changes their personality, makes the care of a child so much harder. Even though they're not necessarily at a hospital injury level, it makes, you know, they're the people that end up, unfortunately, living on the street, living under a bridge, pushing a shopping cart, being behavioral problems. Let me tell you another fact that really changed the course of our charity. The number one cause of traumatic brain injuries in children under five are in car wrecks. And we started thinking about that, and we said, listen, baseball, football, skateboarding, bicycles, karate, you know, all these activities children are in, they're wearing helmets. And then you look around and you see that, you know, you see the race car drivers, police officers on motorcycles, police officers on horses. You see combat soldiers. You see helicopters. In other words, you see helmets in almost every dangerous activity. Now kids wear them snow skiing. They wear them on ski, snowmobiles. I mean, just everything that you can think of. Heck, this day and time, even bull riders wear helmets. So we started providing helmets for kids to wear. You're putting your kid in the child safety seat. And if they're, you know, they're a little child, you say, hey, you want to be Dora the Explorer? You want to be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle? You want to be a karate girl? You know, you want to be Thor? You want to be Batman? You want to be Darth Vader? And so I'm not really big into mandating, because even when it's mandated, only 40% of the people wear helmets. I'm into making the facts of the dangers known to parents. Imagine you're in a car wreck and the back of your seat breaks and it goes back in your headrest, or your head smashes in your child's head. You know, the guilt from that and then the injury from that, it's just, it's devastating. So we buy helmets and give them away by the tens of thousands at no charge to the kids or the families.
So how do people get some of these helmets, being a great advocate for making sure that people wear them? By the way, earlier this morning, I had a call from a person who was concerned about, oh, more laws, more legislation. But you're approaching it, well, you can only make people do so much, but why don't we at least make them available for people who don't have them, or maybe even have the money to get them? So how do you give out all of these helmets?
Well, first of all, you're 100% right. I think mandating is just more government in our life. But if kids think they're cool and parents understand the dangers, then people will tend to do things that are safer. What we do is we do a couple of things. Locally, we're in parades. We go to schools. We go to churches. We hold events. We do chili cook-offs. I mean, we just do anything we can. We go into neighborhoods and subdivisions, and we just go to health fest. Anything that's going on that's a festival or whatever, we get invited. We set up and give them out. Now, the way that translates to the rest of the country is we are signing up and have been signing up ambassadors across the country. We try to get law firms. We also will work with pediatricians and orthopedists, and we help them with the logos and the slogans and all of that, and the techniques on how to get kids interested. You know, we take the helmets, we paint them, we put stickers on them, anything to make them cool. You know, they see us in the parades with all different folks wearing helmets, doing different activities, and then they want a helmet. Parents tell me the kid won't take the helmet off in the shower. When you've got the kid motivated, you don't need a law. You know, it's funny, when all these hurricanes were getting ready to come down here, they were telling about a hurricane package, and one of the things in a hurricane package was a helmet. So I'm thinking, now we got to come up with hurricane helmets.
Well, wearing them in a hurricane, I guess, makes sense. You know, the whole thing about people getting hurt and slipping and falling in the bathtub or the shower makes sense as well. Howard Spiva is with us. We're talking about heads and helmets. By the way, in the state of New Hampshire, you're required to use a bicycle helmet all the way or only up to the age of 15 and under. So there'd be a lot of folks that wouldn't be wearing helmets around here unless we can encourage folks to do so. If people want more information about heads and helmets, we do have local clubs that do helmet giveaways and bicycle education days and that sort of thing. So I know that they would be interested in this. How do people get more information about heads and helmets and helping to spread the word and helping to give out free helmets in their community?
The best thing they can do is go to headsandhelmet.com. We're easy to find on the internet. We're out there, been out there since 1999. Just go to Heads and Helmet. They can contact us through there, and we'll help coordinate with them with whatever direction they want to go. We're also, if they haven't already arrived, we're also sending some helmets to y'all for y'all to give away on the show. We do that. We just participate in a lot of activities. But just everybody go to headsandhelmet.com. You can contact us through there. If they call directly to my law office, everybody in my law office participates in it, and they'll get you to the head director. And so we're just happy to help. But headsandhelmet.com.
Very good. Howard, we appreciate it. Really is a great effort to try to cut down on head injuries and traumatic brain injuries. And part of it is just getting the message out there about what happens if you do fall or take a spill and hit your head and how much it impacts not only the person with the accident, but everybody else as well. Howard Spiva and Heads and Helmets. Howard, thanks an awful lot. We appreciate it.
I'm honored. And if you ever need any legal questions you want me to answer up there and help you out with something going on nationally, give me a call. I always like to help people that help us, and I really appreciate it. And the last closing thing, Dan, is if somebody's got a helmet and a hurricane's coming, put the helmet on and get the hell out of it.
Yeah. Spoken from a person with recent experience. And we do have Jose coming up the coast. Thank you, Howard. Thanks an awful lot. He's down in Georgia, and we almost didn't have the opportunity to do the interview this morning because his house got flooded last week, and they've been working on trying to get the house torn apart to avoid any damage from all the floodwaters down there. So we're glad he was able to make it to be on the program with us this morning. You're listening to your hometown radio station, WKBK at FM 107.5 AM 1290 and WKBKradio.com. It's 8:22. Mike Maron earlier this morning was saying we should see very little, if anything, from Hurricane Jose. It's mostly going to be at the Cape and south. Best day of the week will be Friday. He says the weekend's really looking good, too. Worst days tomorrow and Wednesday because of the rain we're expecting. Your forecast brought to you by the Fenton Family Dealerships. Looking for gently used vehicles. Looking